You're listening to SBS News.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and senior aides are holed up in a nuclear command bunker as part of an outbreak simulation of a vaccine-resistant COVID-19 variant to which children are vulnerable.
Well, the first lesson we're learning in the midst of this national pandemic exercise is that we have to prepare for the next war and not for the previous war. In this exercise, we're facing a new variant, we call it Omega, which bypasses the vaccines. The vaccines are not effective under this scenario. Moreover, this particular variant is hitting children. So what worked before does not work now. And the main lesson is move fast, move hard.
The scenario involves a fictitious coronavirus variant known as Omega bypassing the COVID-19 vaccines, which Israel rolled out at a record pace this year. The fictional Omega virus also affects children, prompting mass hospitalizations and school closures. Israel will brief foreign leaders next week on the findings of the drill. The Israeli Prime Minister says he and his aides could manage indefinitely from the bunker in any major crisis.
Unlike a war game, a pandemic war game is not secret. Quite the contrary, we want to share the information. So whilst in Israel we're very used to conducting war games, this unique pandemic game is one which we are eager to share.
Mr. Bennett says he had ordered Israeli children, including his own four, to stay at home while the government sealed off the borders and conferred with the Palestinian Authority, Gaza officials, and Jordan. To the Netherlands on Thursday, more than 16,000 coronavirus infections were recorded in 24 hours, the highest number since the pandemic began. The rising number of cases is once again putting pressure on hospitals, and health experts have called on the government to impose a partial lockdown to fight the COVID-19 surge. Annika Gans, a testing center worker in Haarlem, describes the increase in demand as huge.
Yeah, it was a massive explosive with testing the last, well, 2 weeks, I guess. At first, we saw a little growth. And on that, we anticipated by adding another unit to test more. And day by day, it became way, way, way more. So now we start a day with a full agenda. And a lot of people come by without an appointment because they want a test so badly. But we just don't have any place anymore.
The Dutch government is considering whether to impose Western Europe's first partial lockdown since the summer. To contain the outbreak, the government's pandemic advisory panel is recommending a partial lockdown with the closure of theaters and cinemas, large event cancellations, while cafes and restaurants could shut earlier. Around 85% of the adult population in the Netherlands has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Meantime, the Lancet Medical Journal has published a study stating the first vaccine developed by India is highly effective and presents no safety concerns. Covaxin, developed by Bharat Biotech, gained emergency approval from the World Health Organization last week and has already been cleared for use in 17 countries. The UN body has described it as extremely suitable for low- and middle-income countries due to easy storage requirements. Staying overseas, carnival revelers in the western German city of Cologne celebrated outdoors for the first time after hiatus due to the pandemic last year. On Neumarkt Square, thousands of revelers dressed up as clowns, bees, pirates, or tigers seemed unfazed by the country's spiking virus numbers as they danced to brass band live music. Carnival parties took place all over the Rhineland, where celebrations traditionally begin on the 11th of November at 11:11 in the morning and last until Ash Wednesday. In Dusseldorf, locals and tourists alike danced to this year's theme song, Let's Celebrate Life, a contrast to the pandemic and its tragic death toll. In the past week, Germany has registered 224,000 new cases and just over 1,000 fatalities, with 67% of the population fully vaccinated. To Brazil, where a rap duel at a favela in Rio de Janeiro signified a return to normalcy, the first such event held since the pandemic began early last year. 10 local rappers took turns at the microphones as an audience of several dozen cheered and waved their arms to the beat on Wednesday night. It was a sign of a gradual return to normality after almost 2 years of health restrictions and a chance to finally let loose. Winners usually get a voucher for a free pizza from the little restaurant next door. And also in Europe, the European Medicines Agency has announced the approval of two antibody treatments recommended for use during early stages of infection. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.